Chandu, the magician. You asked for it again, so here it is. Once more, Chandu brings back to you his thrilling Assyrian money changer. For just 25 cents and the box top from a package of White King soap or three Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers, you can get this magic trick. Listen. From your pocket, you take a penny. You lay it on a table. Cover it with the mystic ruby block, the money-changing block. Utter the magic word, so-coot. Now, remove the block, and the copper penny has changed to a silver dime. Remember, it's fun to watch a magician. It's more fun to be one. So, send 25 cents in coin, together with a White King soap box top, or three Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers to Chandu, Los Angeles 21, and you'll receive your Assyrian money changer postpaid. Print your name plainly. That's Chandu, Los Angeles 21. In a tiny Siamese jungle village, Dorothy Regent has entered the forbidden Temple of the Serpent, believing Betty to be inside. The menacing pagan priest proves to be the Chinese the Regent had met in Singapore. He refuses to believe Dorothy's denial that Robert Regent has stolen the Great Emerald, said to confer miraculous occult powers on its possessor. And as the jungle drums beat out their terrifying rhythm, the priest intones the sentence of sacrifice to the Cobra God. From an inner room pours a pack of shouting natives. Dorothy struggles to break away. In the melee, the priest falls to the floor just as Frank Chandler bursts in. But in spite of all he can do, Dorothy is dragged away, accused of killing the priest. The present scene is in the living room of Dr. Shaw's bungalow, perched high on pilings across the jungle clearing from the temple. Chandu, the magician.
Oh, I wish we'd never come to this awful place. The jungle's just like some horrible animal opening its mouth.
For Pete's sake, Bets, you've got to stop talking like that. You're not going to help Mom any by going nuts.
I can't help it, Bob. Whenever I think how terrible it must be in that hut, I can't bear it.
Yeah. I don't see why Dr. Shaw can't talk those natives into letting Mom go. A lot of good he is.
Oh, even Uncle Frank can't do anything.
And the way Dad looked when he came walking up the path, and Uncle Frank told him about Mom. Doggone it, if Uncle Frank had let me go over there with him, I bet we could have got her out of there somehow.
Oh, now, Bob, you could not. Uncle Frank said there were 50 of those natives. Oh, why would Mother go into that temple after all she said to us about it?
Well, there's no use just sitting here and talking. We have to think of something to do.
Oh, what could we do?
I don't know, but look.
Huh?
We wouldn't be here at all if the yogi hadn't sent Uncle Frank that message. By golly, he can just get Mom out of that place. I'm going to hunt up Uncle Frank and tell him so.
Oh, come back here, Bob. You don't even know where he went.
Can't be much farther, Robert. Dr. Shaw said the chief's hut was just beyond a bend in the river.
You'll have to do the talking, Frank. I'd be sure to say something to offend him.
Wait. There's a hut with a fire burning in front of it.
There's a man sitting there. See him?
Yes. He must be the one.
Good Lord. Dorothy's life in the hands of an ignorant savage like that.
I'm afraid so. You are Batong, the chief of your people?
I am chief of this village. Come closer. You are the Sab, whose woman is in Temple of Cobra God.
I am her brother. The Sab with me is her husband. We have come in peace.
Sit by my fire. But there is no peace between you and my people.
Sit here with me, Robert. Cross the fire.
Ask him if he wants money.
We want no money. Woman has killed priest of temple. She must die.
If the woman had done this evil thing, she would deserve the sentence of death. But I know she is innocent. She had no weapon.
A woman's hand may hide a knife.
She'd have no reason to kill him.
There was no reason to enter doors of temple. Yet woman opened them, defiling the altar where no woman has been.
Betong, you are wise, or you would not be the chief. I was in the temple too. I know my sister did not kill the priest. I tell you, I know.
The mouth of foreigner is filled with lies.
Can't you tell when a man is speaking the truth?
I have heard the false words of foreigners who swear they speak truth.
I know, Betong. Some men of every country speak false words.
Nothing can save one who defiles temple. To pour out blood of any man who serves jungle god is evil. But to kill temple priest is greatest of all evil. Leave woman in village and go.
Frank, in heaven's name.
Look at me, Betong. The fire is bright on my face. Do you think I am lying when I say the woman is innocent?
Saab, it is too late.
What? Those men haven't killed her already.
Time has not yet come.
Then what do you mean?
My people heard priest himself say the woman must die. I can do nothing.
Is there anyone who can? Is there a higher chief than yourself?
Deep in jungle lives one who sees in darkness. You could not go to him.
The high chief? Betong, if he sends you a message to release the woman, will you?
His heart knows the ways of foreigners. He will not listen.
Will you wait until we try? Will you give me your word not to carry out the sentence of death until we have seen the high chief?
Time has not yet come.
Let her come back to the bungalow while we wait for the message.
No.
She will not run away. I swear it.
No.
Will you give one of us permission to see her? Her husband or me?
You take too much trouble for a woman.
Will you?
If it is the will of Cobra God, tomorrow, I tell you.
You can't mean you're going to...
Robert, don't spoil things now. Shall I come to you here tomorrow, Betong?
I sent one of my people to tell you. It was an evil moment when you brought your women into my village.
We will take them both away the moment my sister is released.
I say no more tonight.
I see. Well, come on, Robert. Remember, Betong, I have not lied.
Bet.
You didn't bring Mother.
No, Betty. We talked to the village chief and he wouldn't let her go.
Oh.
Hey, Dad, sit down here. You look bushed.
Oh.
I can't bear to think Mother's whole life depends on whether some old native says yes or no. Oh, how could anybody think Mother killed that man?
Chief Betong believed what the temple attendant told him. I wouldn't be surprised if he killed the priest himself. He had a wicked-looking knife in his hand.
You mean the chief?
No, the man in the temple who spoke to me. Well, there's one more thing we can do.
I'll go and see that jungle chief, Frank. I'll make him listen to me.
Who? Where is this guy?
Somewhere in the jungle. Dr. Shaw surely knows how to get there.
Why don't you just go down to Bangkok and get the police, Uncle Frank?
Well, these people would know the minute the police started up the river.
But you could...
They'd hide your mother in the jungle, Betty, where nobody'd ever find her.
Oh, dear.
Frank, let's go and bring Dr. Shaw in here. If he knows where the man is, I'll start at once.
Dad, you could never find your way through the jungle.
I could take one of the natives as a guide.
You could, if Dr. Shaw knows one you can trust.
I'll go and get Dr. Shaw.
Straight down the path at the back of the inn.
Uncle Frank, you look scared yourself. Don't you really think you can get Mother out of there before...
Don't think of that, Betty. Put it out of your mind.
Look, Uncle Frank, the yogi got us into this. You only brought us along because he said not to let us out of your sight.
I know, Bob.
That wasn't all he said, though. I remember now. It was something about a time of terror being at hand.
Hey, Uncle Frank, you haven't even tried magic yet. Why not?
Are you afraid, Uncle Frank? Is that what's the matter with you?
Yes, Betty, I am horribly afraid. I shouldn't admit it even to myself.
Thanks very much, Dr. Shaw. I'll be ready.
But if you're afraid, we might as well give up.
I met Dr. Shaw just outside. He knows one of these fellows who's going with a message to the chief anyway.
When are you leaving, Dad?
Well, as soon as it's light enough to see the trail. Even the natives won't risk the jungle trails at night, he said, for fear of pythons.
Pythons? Oh!
Frank, before I start, isn't there a chance that with the things you learned in India...
You suppose I've tried, Robert? I've thought of nothing else.
Oh, I wish I knew enough to help.
I know enough. The only reason I'm letting you make a trip through the jungle instead of going myself is that I hope somehow I can get Dot out of that place.
Betts, don't cry.
Listen, all of you. I'm going to try once more. Now, go into the other room and leave me alone.
Okay. We can go into my room. Come on, Dad.
I know you can do it, Uncle Frank. I just know you can.
Close the door, and don't come back until I call you. Well, I can still command the psychic summons, at least. Oh, Yogi, my teacher, I beg you to help me now. It's gone, but I must do this. Dorothy, nothing can keep you in that place of darkness. Leave it and come to this room. I can't do it. I failed. It's true. Oh, Dot, I failed you. And all of you. Just when you need me most.
You asked for it again, so here it is. Once more, Chandu brings back, by popular demand, his thrilling magic trick that changes pennies into dimes. Just send a White King soap box top or 3 Sierra Fine toilet soap wrappers with a quarter straight to Chandu, Los Angeles 21, and receive your Assyrian money changer by return mail. Listen. Place a penny on a table. Cover it with the mystic ruby block. Utter the magic word, so-coot. Then remove the block. And instead of the penny, there on the table is a silver dime. This Assyrian money changer trick is easy. So easy a child can do it. But it is clever. So clever it is very hard to detect. It is so small you can carry it in your purse or pocket. So much fun, it will make you the life of any party. Send for the Assyrian money changer right away. Just mail 25 cents in coin and a White King soap box top or 3 Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. You'll receive your magic trick postpaid. Chandu the Magician is based on the original radio drama created by Harry A. Earnshaw and is written by Vera Olden. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.